All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. A beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Chaf 20. We are picking up on the test on the days 19b. And we're picking up actually at the two dots. In it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom, on the bottom of 19b. Mosai Shir this morning, our Dafyomi Shirum, the Sirat Elo, are dedicated by Yonason and Rachel Wolf, Highland Park, New Jersey, in loving memory of Rachel's mother, Chaya Bas Moshe Sechon Levracha, and the Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Elul is Bennett Goldberg, dedicated all of the Shirum and Joshua's of this month in memory of his parents, Avra Menashe Pinchas, Figueres Elbas Zelig, and in the hopes that all of Suburban Mishpacha have their tfilos answered over the Yomim Noraim. And we'll say with that, let's begin. An incredible sugya today. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, according from the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Shazuri, Reb Shimon Omrim, Lo Nechlaku, Im Kemah Talmud Omer Asher Chataba, Prat L'Mesasi. So we'll say, so just to reorient ourselves a little bit again, we had a Machlokes in the Mishnah yesterday between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, namely a different case of Safek. In our new case of Safek, what's happened? I have two prohibited items in front of me. Whether those prohibited items are chilav and oser, two women, a wife who is a nida and a sister, malacha, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and I know ultimately again that I did something wrong, I just don't know what I did. I'm not sure which avera I committed. Rabbi Eliezer is saying I'm chay v'chatos, Rabbi Yoshua is saying that I am potter. Towards the end of the Mishnah quoted Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, who both said that ultimately, again, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua lo nechlaku. I'm just reading from the Mishnah lo nechlaku al davar shuhumi shem echad shu chayiv. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri hold that the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua is not in a situation where the two averos are of the same category. For example, the example that Rashi gives in the Mishnah is, if I have two trees in front of me, you know, an apple tree and a fig tree, and I know I picked a fruit on Shabbos, I just don't remember if it was from the apple tree or from the fig tree. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri hold that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua will agree that what? You're chayiv in that case. Why? Because whether it was an apple or was a fig is somewhat halachically immaterial. It's the same exact malacha. Where do they argue? Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Aman nechluku al davar shehu mishum beis shemus. What do they disagree about? They disagree in a situation where we're talking about two malachas, right? Two distinct acts, two distinct prohibitions. That's really what it is. That's when you have machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Fine. So we'll say that's the backdrop to the Gemara. Amrav Nachman. So Nachman says as follows: Amar Shmuel, misasik bechalovim va'arayos chayiv. So I'll say this was the top of yesterday's daf, that if a person is misasik, remember again, misasik is the case where I'm actually intending to do something permitted. My intention is to do something permitted, but instead of doing something permitted, I end up doing something prohibited. So it comes along with Nachman says in Shmuel that misasik by chayiv, consumption of chayiv, and engaging in arayos is chayiv. Why? Shekein nana. Because at the end of the day, I got hana. And because I received hana, therefore, by definition, I'm chayiv, even if it's misasik. B'Shabbos potter. Shabbos, you're potter for malachas machshavas. Shabbos, you're potter for misasik. Why? Because malachas machshavas asra Torah. Because ultimately, by Shabbos, you malachas machshavas. Malachas machshavas essentially means premeditated. Premeditated. Saloch al-maisa misasik is the antithesis of premeditated. And therefore, again, I'm not chayiv on Shabbos. I'm only Rav Rav Nachman. I v'had tinokos d'chi misasek dami. We'll say this is an incredible case. But the case of the babies is a case of misasek. Yet, utzinan, I've also listened to this case. Misha hayolo shnei tinokos. Rabbi Yaakov, this is, you could use this one. Misha hayolo shnei tinokos. Echel lamol b'Shabbos, ve'echel lamol achara Shabbos. We're supposed to listen to this. Two babies. One has, supposed to have his bris milah on Shabbos. One is supposed to have his bris milah on Sunday. V'shachach. The moel. This is what happens when you go to Kiddush Club. Right? V'shachach. Umal es shal achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. So what happens? The mom mixes up the babies. And what does he do? He gives the Sunday baby a bris milah on Shabbos. We'll say, leaving aside Hilchos milah, right? A milah shekodem zmanaz is an interesting sugya, but that's not what we're talking about over here. The issue over here is like this. Are you about to give her a bris milah on Shabbos? Yes. Which is an incredible chiddush. Why? Because the act of milah, by definition, is halachically considered shechita. Anything you do on Shabbos which draws blood is a violation of the malacha of shochet. The only reason you're allowed to, so why you're allowed to do a milah on Shabbos? Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ubayom hashmini yimol b'sar alo." So the Gemara there says, "Bayom hashmini afilu b'Shabbos." So now what happened? I circumcised the wrong baby. So now that I circumcised the wrong baby, there was no mitzvah milah on that child. So by definition, that is a malacha. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chatas." Rabbi Elazar says, "Yechayiv chatas," because again, you performed the act of shechita, quote unquote. Rabbi Yeshua poter, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "Your poter." Why does Rabbi Yeshua say you're pater? Ad kan lo pater Rabbi Yeshua. Ad kan lo pater Rabbi Yeshua. Elim Yishum dekasaver ta bedvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah pater. Now we'll say, now the reason Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're pater is because of this interesting idea that there's almost like an exemption. If somebody was trying to perform a mitzvah, but what? But they messed up and they didn't end up performing the mitzvah. The halach is we don't hold them liable for that. The kasar tabid var mitzvah lo asa mitzvah pater. Avamis asik. Well, so you know what that is? It's almost like a form of halachic coverage. It's the same way leaving aside contemporary legalities. You know, if a doctor in halacha. There's not really a concept. Doctors, for example, are covered. Let's say a doctor kills his patient, chas v'shalom. So again, the halacha says we don't hold him liable. There's no such thing as liability, assuming that he didn't do anything egregious, right? Why? Because otherwise doctors won't practice medicine. Why would anybody want to practice medicine? They can be held liable for each and every little thing. So that's the, you know, we want people to do mitzvahs. We want people to do mitzvahs. And if, again, people mess up all the time with different things, so the ma'aseh, again, if you don't provide them some level of coverage from liability, people are going to be reticent to do mitzvahs. So that's Rabbi Yeshua says, in this case, where you circumcised the wrong baby, we're not going to hold you chayiv for violation of Shabbos, because at the end of the day, ta b'dvar mitzvah lo asa mitzvah is pater. But what do you see from here? But it appears to be that based on this, Rabbi Yeshua would hold that you're chayiv by misasik. To which the Gemara says, "Amar lo hanach latinokos, leave the baby case aside, because hol umakalkel bechabura chayiv misasik bechabura chayiv." So we'll say, so it could be that the baby case is a little bit different. Why? Because remember again, on Hilchos Shabbos, there's a concept of mekalkel. Mekalkel means that any time you do something in a destructive fashion, by definition, you're not chayiv for any resulting malacha. Malacha, by definition, is something constructive. So if you end up doing something destructive, you are not chayiv for that. Since the act of giving a chabura, by definition, is destructive, yet you're chayiv for that. Right? If you injure someone and you draw blood, ultimately there's liability for that, even though that is a destructive act. Therefore, misasik bechabura chayiv as well. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you were to go to be misasik bechabura, which would be this case of mila, leaving aside the mitzvah piece, you'd be chayiv as well. Eisei Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel. Rav Yehuda omer, afilu miskavein lelakeit teinim, velikeit anovim, anovim velikeit teinim. So we'll say, so now comes along, Rav Yehuda says as follows. Rav Yehuda says, person had kavana to pick figs, but instead picked grapes. Grapes and picked figs. Shcharos v'liket levanos. So supposed to pick white figs, instead picked dark figs. Right? Levanos v'liket shcharos. So we'll say in this case over here, so remember again, my machshava is being mixed up. Grapes, figs. White figs, dark figs. What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says that you're poter. Ay, v'ha-ha-ha, misaseku. But is this not a case of misasek? Rabbi Yeshua nami lo kapater, elo min mina lemina. And even Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're only pater when ultimately, again, it's two different minim, two different types. Ava bechad mina, but I will say again, if you just ended up doing, you wanted to pick, see, Rabbi Yeshua would say in the case of, let's say, the white figs and the dark figs, I wanted to pick white figs, I just ended up picking the dark figs, I feel Rabbi Yeshua mechayiv, and Rabbi Yeshua would say ultimately again that you are chayiv. Amar le Shinina. So he said to him, sharp one, Shvok mas nisin v'tabas rai. Leave aside the Mishnah and come follow me. In other words, let me explain this to you. Hachama askina, what's the case? This is very interesting. Kigon, sha'avad milaket milibo. So let's listen to this. It's a case where the person who was picking the figs or the grapes forgot his original intention. Watch this. Niskavin lalaket anavim. V'shachach. So we'll say, when he started out on Shabbos morning, right, his intention was to pick grapes. That was his intention. That's a malacha. V'shachach. He forgot his original intention. V'savar te'enim. And then he thought that he wanted to pick figs. And as Rabbi said, his original intention was to pick grapes. He got confused, whatever it was. He wanted to pick grapes. He got confused. He then saw the figs. He decided, you know what, I'm going to pick figs. And then what happens? V'halcha yado al ha'anovim. But then he ends up picking what? He ends up picking the grapes. So we'll say, this is fascinating, because what happened over here? He ended up doing the very thing that he started out to do, but then forgot that he wanted to do that thing and decided to do something else. So it turns out, he wanted to pick grapes. He forgot about the grapes, and when he saw the figs, as he reached for the figs, he ended up picking the grapes. So it turns out that he fulfilled his original machshava, albeit in a certain lapse of awareness. So it says, Digimar, what's the halacha? The Rabbi Eliezer Savari Nasta Kavanoso. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechai v'chatos, why? Yechai v'chatos, why? Because you performed the act of your original intention. What was your original intention?
Grapes.
Grapes. You picked grapes. Rabbi Yeshua Savari Nasta Kavanoso. Umach Shavto. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you did not fulfill your Kavana and your Machshava. Rabbi Yeshua says, since at the time that you were picking, ultimately, again, your Kavana was for figs. Right, and you did not end up picking figs, even though your original kavana was for grapes. That does not satisfy the kavana criteria for chatos. Top of chaf. Maser Rabbi Oshia. So Oshia is the kasha. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Rabbi Shimon Omrim Lo Nechleku Al Davar Shumish Shuhumi Shem Echad Shuchayv. So also remember again, quoting now from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon both say that that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua do not disagree in a case. Al Davar Shumish Mishum Shem Echad. When Rabbi said the confusion is regarding one malacha, that ultimately, again, they'll say that Shechayv. Also, remember again, that was Rashi in the Mishnah. I intended to pick from grapes. I intended to pick one type of fruit from a tree, and I picked a different type of fruit from the tree. That's called Minachad. It's the same halacha of Ketzira. So both of them agree. In that case, you'll be Chayv v'chatos. El Aman Nechlekus. What do they argue about? Adavar Shum Mishum Shnei Shemos. They argue, Rabbi say, about what? About something ultimately, two different malachas. Two different malachas. Shirabi Eliezer Mechayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says that Shechayiv Achatos. Rabbi Yeshua Pot. Rabbi Yeshua says that you're Pater. Rabbi Yehuda Maikomer. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Depligi binis kavin lelaket anavim velakat teinim shchoros velakat lavanos anavim uteinim shchoros ulavanos mainihu. So we'll say, I'm sorry. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? So is Rabbi Yehuda telling me that Allah Chalamaisa, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer do disagree in the case of where I had intention to harvest, to pick grapes, and instead I picked figs. I wanted to pick black figs, dark figs, and I ended up picking white figs. So the Gemara says, Anavim uteinim, excuse me, Blaka Levaros, Anavim uteinim, Shchoros ulevanos, Mainihu, Shnei Shemos. So both say, so those cases are cases ultimately again of Shnei Shemos, of items ultimately again with two different identities. Hainu Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda is saying the same thing then as Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda, my aslashma, you know. So what is Rabbi Huda coming to add that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri didn't already say in the Mishnah? Elalav misasek igabeinayu. Rather, it must be that the fundamental point of contention between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon / Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is what the respective shitos hold in the case of Misasek. Rabbi Huda Savar, Misasek Chayiv. Rabbi Huda will say ultimately that what? That Allah Chalamai said, the case of Misasek, you are Chayiv for that. In other words, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you're Chayiv for Misasek. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Savri Misasek Pater. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri ultimately would say what? That halacha lemaisa, you are Pater from Misasek. Lo, to which the Gemara says no. Misasek Dibrakal Pater. Everyone agrees that in the case of Misasek, ultimately again, you will be Pater. Ubhaka Miflagi. And here's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Savar, Shachach Melakit Midibo B'Shem Echad. Divrei Hakol Chayav. We'll say, let's analyze this for just a moment. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri holds as follows. If you look at Rashi, Rashi changes the girsa a little bit. It's Avad Malaket Milibo B'Shemecha. Look at this Rashi. This is a fascinating case. Shenis Kabin L'Te'inazu. So we'll say, what's the case? I had intention to pick this fig, B'Shachach, and I forgot. I forgot my original intention. Kasav R'Te'ina Acheres Hasmucha La'Ba'ina. V'Holcha Yado Ala Rishona. Divrei Hakol Chayav. Hoil ulakach nis kavin trila, vaol kisha shachach machshavto, lo chashav elame osa min batzma. Well, so listen to this. Here's the case. So we'll say, in Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's model, everyone will agree in the following case it should be chayv. What's the case? I have intention to pick a fig. Asran Shabbos, malachav kitzira. What happens? I forget my intention and I end up picking the second fig. I had to end up picking the second fig. So we'll say, what's that lach over here? Everyone agrees that in that case it'll be chayiv. I didn't fulfill my original intention. The truth is, the difference in your original intention versus what you did is immaterial. Is immaterial. The fact that you took fig B instead of fig A, that's not called enough of a deviation from your intention to make you potter. See, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that in that case, you will be chayiv. Ki pligi. So where do they argue about? Bishnei Shemus. Now we'll say what they argue about is in a case of two different identities. Look at Rashi just a moment. Bishnei Shemus. Shenis kabin l'te'inim. B'shachach. U'kisavar anavim ba'ina. V'halcha yadu alatina. We'll say, where do they argue about? What's the machlokes with Rabbi Yeshua? I had intention to go ahead and pick figs. I forgot. And then what happens? I picked grapes. So we'll say, so I just want to express to you the novelty in this case. So remember again, if you're just a very pragmatist, right? So you'll say to yourself, who cares? At the end of the day, what did you do? The malacha of ketzira. We'll say, it's the same malacha. But here's where we come to the machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer will agree that halacha l'maisi yechayin. At the end of the day, the fact that you wanted a fig, you took a grape, it's immaterial. At the end of the day, you intended to perform the malach of Kutsira, and what? You performed the malach of Kutsira. Therefore, Chayiv Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua will say, no. Asher Chata Ba. Liability for a Chatos on Shabbos requires explicit intent for the action you are doing. If you intended to pick figs, but instead you picked grapes, as much as Lamais, again, it's the same malacha of Kutsira, your das has not been actualized, and because of that, you are pater from a chatas. That's the machlokis case. Keep ligi b'shnei shemus. Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Suppose now the Gemara is saying that's the machlokis. Ultimately, again, Mishnah. Now there's a further machlokis. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem shazurin b'shemin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar lo shna b'shem echav lo shna b'shnei shemus. Pligi. Rabbi Yehuda will hold that halacha lemaisa. He in his version of the machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, he holds that they argue both in the case of Shem Echad as well as Shnei Shemus. Both in the case of Shem Echad, where ultimately, again, you wanted to pick this fig, but you ended up picking that fig. He holds still, even in that case, Rabbi Yeshua Patras, and still in the case of Shnei Shemus. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Rava says, Liktum Ika Benayu. Rava says there's another case that's a nafkamina between the two of them. The case of Liktum. Look at Rashi. This is actually very interesting. Likodim or Ika Benayu. Listen to this. Sheniskavin lelaket zu tchila v'achar kach zu. So we'll say my intention was like this. I wanted to go ahead and pick item A first and item B second. V'halcha yadu alachrona. I end up picking item B first. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Savri imishem echav divrei hakol chayiv. Hoil v'shem echad hein v'sof sof tarvayu avad v'lo ichbaslan b'maktim hamu'uchar ki pligi b'shnei shemus Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatos hoil u'lishnei neskavim u'shneim asa v'lo ichbaslan b'maktim hamu'uchar v'Rabbi Yeshua poter hoil b'shas l'kitas kol achas v'achas lo lazehu mechavim havilei kimis aseku poter. So we'll say, listen to this. So we'll say, so here's the Shaila. I intended to pick A and then to pick B. I end up picking B and then picking A. So am I chayiv or not? So we'll say in Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's model, it depends. What does it depend on? Is it Shem Echad or Shnei Shemos? If it's two figs and you just wanted to pick A and then B, but you ended up picking B and A, what's going to be the halacha? everyone will agree that you're chayiv. Because it will say at the end of the day, your intention was for the same min. And halacha lemaisa, again, the fact that you pick B before A makes no difference. If it's shnei shemos, if it's two different identities, then you'll have the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer will say that you're chayiv achatos, right? And Rabbi Yoshua will say that you're pater. That's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's model. In Rabbi Yehuda's model, Rashi goes on to say, Rabbi Yehuda savar, afilu b'shem echad pligi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha lemaisa, even in a case of shem echad, where I will say again, where you have fig A and fig B, and you picked B before A, in Rabbi Yehuda's model, he would still hold that that is also imachlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. I have had Tanya, but we learn about this interesting case. How you the fun of shtei neros? The person had two candles in front of him, dolkos, and they're both burning, right? Viniskavim lechabos zu, vikiba es zu. So we'll say, so again, interestingly enough, so what happens? I have two candles in front of me. If I had kavana to go ahead and extinguish one, and I ended up extinguishing another, or to kindle one, and I ended up kindling another, pater. So we'll say, in this case, ultimately, again, I'll be pater. Rashi says, v'hidlik zu pater, t'hainu misasek. I wanted to light the candle on the left, and instead I lit the candle on the right. So the Gemara is calling it over here misasik, right? I didn't have intention to do the thing that I did, and therefore again I'm pater from chatos. Lahadlik ulechabos, but if my intention was to both kindle and extinguish, so we'll say you're going to see how you could. Well, look at Rashi for just a moment. Lahadlik ulechabos is the last of the short lines. Kishahaya ner dolik v'ner kavoy v'neskavi lahadlik zeh tchila v'achar kach lechabos zeh v'kava es zeh v'achar kach hidlik es zeh. So let's listen to this. I have two candles in front of me, right? One is lit and one is extinguished. And my intention was to go ahead and first light the extinguished one and then extinguish the lit one. But I ended up reversing the order. Niskavin lechabos es zeh. I wanted to go and extinguish this one. I'm sorry, Lahadlik ulechabos. I wanted to go ahead and kindle and extinguish. V'chiba v'hidlik, but I reversed the order. And I extinguished and then I kindled. So also listen to this. If I did it, b'neshima achas, if I did it with one breath, so Bosa said, just so you understand how this case is happening over here, the way it's working is, you're blowing on these candles, and what's going to end up happening is as follows. When I blow on them, the one that's lit is going to be extinguished, and I'm blowing the flame onto the second one. So everything is happening, ultimately, again, with my breath. So says the Gemara, if I end up doing this, b'neshima achas, I'm chayiv, right? But b'shtei neshimas, with two different breaths, pater, ultimately, again, I will be pater in that case. Look here, actually, just a moment. In b'neshima achas, first wide line, shenafach umachmas anaficha kava zeh v'hidlik. So we'll say, so as a result of the one breath, one candle was extinguished, the other one is ignited. So what's the halacha? Chayiv, delek alameimar hay mukta v'hay mocher. Now, we're going to see in that case, there's a simultaneity. Because there's a simultaneity that's occurring, you can't really say that one happened before the other. They both happened at the same time. B'shtei neshimas, but if I ended up doing it in two breaths, then I'm going to be pater v'rabosai, because I reversed the order. Remember, again, what I wanted to do in this particular case was what? I wanted to kindle and extinguish. Instead, I end up extinguishing and then kindling. I reversed the order, and therefore, with two breaths, and therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, I am pater. To which the Gemara says, pshito, that's obvious. Mao detema, no, what would you have thought? Lo is avid machshavte de halahadlik me karaboi ulubasof lechavos. But one second, I would say, about even in the case of one breath, I should be pater. Why? Because my machshava did not materialize. What did I want to do? I wanted to first kindle, and then I wanted to go ahead and extinguish. Vichi avad maise kiba ubasof hidluku ve'ema pater. But one second, but I will say, it turned out that ultimately, again, my act of kindling didn't necessarily precede my act of extinguishing. Ve'ema pater, and therefore I should be pater mechatos. Kamashmon dinihidak dumi lo makdim achuri nami lo ma'achar. So it's actually very interesting. Bless you. So we begin to see something fascinating, which is in a case of where you create an order in your mind. As much as we're going to see that in certain circumstances that order is ma'akef, simultaneity does not disrupt the order. Right? Simultaneity still conforms, we say, to your machshava. So for example, in this case over here, where you wanted to kindle and then extinguish, and then what happens? In one breath, you accomplish both. So as much, well, you could say, I should be potter. Why? I didn't do my machshava. I wanted to kindle and then extinguish. There's a sequential order. I didn't do the sequential order. They happen simultaneously. So we see that simultaneity does not derail, does not shter sequence. Simultaneity doesn't share sequence. So therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, we view the simultaneity as if my machshava materialized, and therefore I'll be chayv chatas. Fascinating case. Ten rabbanon. Next. Hachote gichalim b'shabbos, chayv chatas. So we'll say if you shovel coals. Chote literally means shovel coals on Shabbos. What are you shoveling? Rashi says, chote hamemali kelim mitzabar gichalim. So we'll say I'm taking coals, and ultimately, again, or hamemali kli changes it to. So, right? I'm filling a kli with coals. I'm shoveling coals into a utensil. So what's the halacha? Chayv chatas. Ultimately, I will say in this case, I'm chayev a chatos. Right? Rabbi Shmuel will say, now why is that? The assumption when you shovel coals is what happens. You're taking coals, let's say, from an oven or from somewhere else. And when you put them into a utensil, by definition, there is some level of extinguishing that occurs. Therefore, by definition, you will be chayev a chatos for that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar or Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, chayev shtayim. In fact, you're going to be chayev twice. Why? Number one, because that's still it happens when you shovel coals, is that what ends up happening is you end up extinguishing the upper coals and igniting the lower coals. So because that, you actually be chayev two chatos, one for mechabe, one for extinguishing, and one for mavir, one for kindling. So am I asking, what's the case here? Either come mechavin lechabos ulahavir, my time will demand departure. So we'll say again, if my intention is to kindle and extinguish, then of course I'll be chayiv twice. Why would anyone say that I'm not? Elo de lo mechavin lahavir. So we'll say that's maybe the case is where what? My intention was to extinguish, but ultimately again not to kindle. If that's the case, my time would demand a mechayiv tarti. But we'll say if it was not my intention to go ahead and kindle, then why would I be chayiv a second chatos? To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Dami Taravayu, what's the case? Kigon shen eskavin lechabal sal yonos. We'll say, what's the case? The case is where when I was shoveling the coals, my intention was to go ahead and extinguish the upper coals in order to ignite the lower coals. Look at Rashi. Kedei lahavir es hatachtonos, kilomar, lahavar es hatachtonos, lo havetzarech elelechabuye elyonos, haisetz ikar kavanoso. We'll say, the truth is, as we're going to see in just a moment, my real kavano was like this. I don't really need the upper ones to be ignited. I don't need the lower ones to be ignited. I need the upper ones to be extinguished. Shaya nafach, we'll get to that in just a moment. V'tzarach lepechamim v'neskavim lechabal salyonos, shayu gazos, v'afa b'ishiyo d'shiyivara tachtonos v'neskavim lechibuyon shal elu. So we'll say, the way it works is like this. Really what I need is I needed the upper coals to be extinguished. But by definition, in order to make that happen, the lower coals are ignited. Sheneskavin lechabos ha'oyonos, kedei lahaviris ha'tachtonos. The Tanakama savar mekalkel b'havara potter. Tanakama ha'odrabosai, that ultimately again, if you're mekalkel b'havara, right? Literally, again, you do a destructive act that results in kindling. Look at Rashi, mekalkel b'havara, kigon d'nafach. Ha'odrabosai, nafach is a blacksmith. In order for a blacksmith to do his work, what does he need? He needs hot coals that are not on fire. So he needs the heated coals, but he doesn't want the flame on the coals. So he goes, "Nafachu kida amra biyochanan benafach shano delo nechale lenafeach lahavir gichalim." So the blacksmith wants the coals heated up, but he does not want them on fire. So watch this, says the Gemara, the Tanakama Savar, Mekalkel Bahavara Potter. He holds ultimately again that Mekalkel Bahavara is going to be Potter. But Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Amar, Chayiv, Vechin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the case where this would come up? Binafach. Ultimately, again, this is a case of a blacksmith. Because a blacksmith, ultimately, again, what I will say, requires, it's interesting, he requires ultimately the heated coals, but he doesn't want the fire. So ultimately, again, what if he wants the upper coals? He'll push the flame down in a way that it ignites the lower coals, but he doesn't really want the lower coals to be ignited. What does he want? He just wants the upper coals extinguished. That's the machlokes. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ad kan lo nisgal sataima shel halacha zu. Up until now, we never understood the svara for for this particular halacha. Whereas we never understood the case essentially in which this comes up when shoveling coals and you want the upper coals ignited, the lower coals the upper coals extinguished, the lower coals ignited. We never understood where that case would come up until we finally found this explanation ultimately about the blacksmith. So the Gemara goes weiter. Ami bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, Dami Tarbayu. Sire bar Avin and Rabbi Chanina bar Avin both say, Amad Beis, Kigon, Shinis Kavin, Lechabos, Ulahabir. What's the case? Ultimately, again, we had Kavana to extinguish and then to ignite. So look at Rashi. Dinis Kavin, Lechabos, Ulahabara. Dafi Luhachi, Avara Pater, Tanakama Savar, like Rabbi Yossi, Dama Havara, Labiatas. So what's this? Listen to this. Other possibilities as follows. So Rabbi Yossi, remember what we're trying to figure out over here. We're bringing down a case of a person who shovels coals on Shabbos. He's going to be chay v'chatos, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds in the Rabbi Elazar b'tzad shechayiv two chatos, one for extinguishing the upper coals and one for igniting the lower coals. So Rabbi Yossi, so where does that come up? So apparently, what's the case where you want to extinguish the upper coals and ignite the lower coals? So far, we've established that what? That is the case ultimately of the blacksmith. And therefore you'll be chayef two chatos, one for kibui, extinguishing upper coals, one for igniting the lower coals. A second possibility as to where you would come up with two chatos, kigon, shenes kavin lechabos ulahavir. Both say the other possibilities, it could also be a case of what? I had kavana, both to go ahead and extinguish as well as to ignite. The tanakama sabar lekrabi osi damar havar lelav yatzasa. So both say, so one second. If I go ahead and I have kavana to extinguish and ignite, then what? Rabbi say that's my kavana. Then what? What should I be chayiv? Two chatos. What's the shaila with that? Oh, I'll tell you why it's a shaila. Rabbi say this is one of the most yisodistic machloks in by Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi say, remember again, we learn out Lamates Melachos from where? The juxtaposition of Shabbos to the Mishkan, right? Lamtes Melachos are not explicitly spelled out. The only one Melacha that is explicitly spelled out in the Torah is Lo Sivaru Eish Becho Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos, Havara. So the Shaila is, why is Havara, why is kindling singled out in the Torah? This is a fundamental machlokas by Hilchos Shabbos. Watch this. The Tanakhama Savar Krabi Yossi Damar Havar Lelav Yatzasa. Oh, do you know why Havara was singled out? The Bosai, to tell you why. Every other malacha, all 38 malachos, if you perform it intentionally, you are chayiv misa. Unintentionally, chayiv chatos, with one exception. Havara. If you kindle a fire, it's only a lav. It's only a prohibition. It's right. Not a chayiv misa, not a chayiv chatos, only a lav. How do you know that? That's why the Torah singled it out and reckoned it separately from the other lamites, from the other lamid ches malachos. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, watch this. Tanakam holds like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore, even in a case where you had kavana to do havara and mechabe, you had intention to kindle as well as to go ahead and extinguish. How many chatos are you going to be chayy for? One. Only, right? Only one. Havara l'lav yetzasa. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Salak, Savalak, Rabbi Nasan, Da'amar, Havara l'chalik yetzasa. He'll say that no, ultimately again, Havara Bosek comes to teach me something else, which is what? Look at Rashi just a moment. Ravash Shemesh and Eskavin l'chabos. V'lo l'havir el sheyodeh shesoft. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, wrong one. So he'll say, so says the Gemara, so other opinion says, Havara l'chalik yetzasa. That why Bosek, so according to the second opinion, why is Havara mentioned separately? Havara is mentioned separately, ultimately, to go ahead and tell you that you are chayiv independently for each and every malacha. And therefore, again, Rabbi Yossi, even in the case of where you had kavara to do havara, as well as mechabe, you'll be chayiv two chatos. Rava Amar Rava says, lahakdim ika beinayu. Rava says, no, the fundamental machlokes is lahakdim. Rashi says, lahakdim ika beinayu, sheneskavin lahad v'ktchila, v'acharkach lechabos, v'hidlik v'kiva, So the case over here would be where your kavana was to first kindle and then extinguish. And then what happens? You ended up going ahead and reversing the order. So Tanakama holds, I'm just finishing Rashi. So Tanakama savar, Tanakama chayish lemuktam umu'uchar, hilchach letarti leka lechiyuvei, deshem akavet chilu lemiftira, bevelo klum. So Rava says, the machlokis is where your intention was to go ahead and kindle first and extinguish second. You ended up reversing the order. Does reversing of order affect or impact liability? That's the machlokas. Rav Ashi Omer, kigon sheniskavin lechabos v'hoveru me'elehen. So Rav Ashi says, what's the case? What's the machlokas case? Your intention was to go ahead and ignite, or excuse me, to extinguish. And what ends up happening? The coals end up igniting on their own. So my machshava was to extinguish. But what ends up happening? They end up igniting on their own. So what's this? So look at Rashi. Rav Ashi Omer sheniskavin lechabos v'lo lahavir. Well, in this case here, my intention was not to kindle at all. My intention was not to kindle the lower coals, but it turns out that while I was extinguishing the upper coals, the lower coals became ignited. So what's Talach? Tanakama Savala Krabi Shimon, Damar Darvashin Miskavin Pater. Tanakama was a Krabi Shimon. Who holds that what? Darvashin Miskavin. When you do a malacha, you don't have attention for the malacha. What's Talach? You're Pater. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Salak, and therefore again, Chayv only one Chatas in that case. One Chatas for what? For what? For mechabe, because for extinguishing, because that was your intention. When the igniting happens, the kindling happens, that happens on its own. You're not chayy for that. Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadok Savarla, Rabbi Huda Darvashin Darvashin Miskavin Chayiv, and Rabbi Eliezer Rav Tzadok will hold the Rabbi Huda, who holds that what? That even for a Darvashin Miskavin, you are going to be chayiv, and therefore be chayiv two chatos. One for extinguishing, which was your kavana, and one for the havara, the kindling, which although that was not your kavana, that's the darshin and miskavin, you are still going to be chayiv. Tana rabbanon, hachote gicholim b'shabes lishamein bohem, vuvru me'alein. Both an interesting case. If you went ahead and you shoveled coals, just for the sake of what? Just for the sake of warming yourself by them. Now, we're saying, now in that case over here, what I'm doing is, I'm just moving coals from point A to point, the coals are already hot. And all I need is to move the coals to some type of receptacle so that I can use it to warm myself. I don't need them to ignite, right? Because at the end of the day, they're already hot, generating heat. I'm good to go. And what's the but they become ignited on their own. So we'll say just by tampering with the coals, obviously what must have happened over here? There was some type of ember, right, in the coals. And by moving them around, what I ended up doing is, I stoked it. Thank you. I stoked the fire. And therefore, the coals ignited. But I will say, but again, to be clear, that was not my machshava. All I wanted to do was move the coals from point A to point B to use them to heat myself up with. So what's the halacha? I caused it to ignite. Tani chadachayiv, tani idach pater. But I will say, one opinion says you're chayiv, one opinion says that you're pater. Hadisan yechayiv. We'll say why. It's going to what we just said before. Kasavar, melacha shenetzvicha legufa, chayiv ala. But I'll say, because one opinion says that a malacha shenitzricha legufa, which I will say means I perform the malacha, but I don't need the malacha. Right? I don't need the malacha. In this case over here, I don't need the coals to ignite. Right? The coals are just fine for my purposes. So I will say, so one opinion says, even a malacha shenitzricha legufa, a malacha that you don't need. Right? Halacha lamaisi is still pater. Another opinion that says that your pater will say that a malacha shenitzricha legufa, an unnecessary malacha, ultimately again will be pater. Look at Rashi, shenitzricha legufa, kigonzeh, shenatzarech la'abiran, elishamim b'techiyasan. We'll say in this case over here, I don't need the coals to ignite. I just need, ultimately again, for them to be shoveled. Mikom makom, yodeh ha'yir she'izbaru, v'aminas kein asa, v'havile miskavein. So we'll say ultimately again, so we'll say this is what's called, this is interesting because you're getting a lot of Hilchos Shabbos here, but this is Hilchos Shabbos from the karbanic liability side, not necessarily from the halacha side. So here you have machlokis, malacha shenetzricha legufa, are you chayiv or not? You perform a malacha, but I don't need the malacha. I don't need the malacha at all. It's not necessary for me. I just want to move the coals from point A to point B. I do not need them to ignite. So am I chayiv or not? Says the Gemara, subject to machlokes. So I will say, just as we close out the parak, remember again, we had a very important machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on Yutes Amud Aleph, namely, again, as opposed to all the Asham Talui cases that we saw before, where whenever I had two items, one was permitted, one was prohibited, and I didn't know did I engage in a Maise Issa or not. In this last machlokes, I have two Duvarim Ha'asurim, right? Again, Chelev Nosar, Ishto Nida and Achoso, Malachan Shabbos and Yom Kippur. I know I perform, so we'll say in this case, I know I performed the Maisa Avera. I know I did something wrong. I just don't know what. What did I do wrong? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechai v'chatos. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. How do we paskin? Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. Parak Ches, Halacha Hei. Chele v'noser lefanel. I have chele v'noser in front of me. Ach, achal, achas, me'am, v'inio, de'ez, me'am, achal. I ate one of them, and I don't know which one I ate. But Rabbi says, here's what I know, which is what? Potter Aser. Ishto nido v'achosem abayis. A man's wife who's in Nida and his sister with him are in the house. The Shagog be'achas mehen. He knows he had relations with one of them. Ve'eino yodua eiza mehen baal. But he does not know which one he had relations with. Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Vasu melacha ben ashmashos sheveneyen. So I'll say, or Shabbos in Yom Kippur. And he did melacha ben ashmashos. So I'll say again, ben ashmashos, is it day, is it night? Did I do melacha in Yom Kippur or Shabbos? What's the halacha rabosai? Hare ze pater mi karban. Ve'eino mevi chatos. Share Eino Yodea Atmo Shalchitmo Shalchit Koshar. So we'll say, Halach Lamaisa, Raman Paskin's like Rabbi Yoshua. That in order to be Chai V'chatos, you must pass the threshold of Asher Chata Ba. Asher Chata Ba means I know what I did wrong. If at the end of the day I don't know what I did wrong, then Halach Lamaisa again. Halacha l'maisa again, no chatas that is brought. No chatas that is brought. We'll say not only that, says the Rambam, ve'eno mevi asham talui, shari yodea bevadai shechata. We'll say furthermore again, no asham talui in that case either. Why not? Asham talui only applies when? Only applies when? When there's doubt if I sinned. Here I know that what? I know that I sinned. I just don't know how I sinned. So we'll say incredible halacha. Dramatically incredible halacha. Like pass like Rabbi Yeshua, all the way through in the Mishnah. That Allah says in this case no chatos, because again, so we'll say this is an incredible case. So you could, this is good. I don't want to say trivia, because trivia sounds trivial. This is incredible, like karbanic knowledge. So when can you have a case where ultimately I know for sure I did something wrong accidentally, but Lamaiskin absolutely no karbanic liability, neither a chatos nor an asham taloi, shtei chatichos. In the case of where I know for sure that I sinned, but I don't know what I sinned, what I did wrong, no chatos, because chatos requires clear knowledge of what I did wrong, no asham taloi, because asham taloi requires doubt about sin, and here there's no doubt about sin, therefore, paskin zirambam, no karbanic liability in this case. Incredible. Hadron Allah, safek achachele. We'll say, new perek. We're done with Asham Talui. Now we're up. We're entering into the exciting world of eating blood. Achal dam. Achal dam shchita bebehema b'chayibov. So let's listen to this. I ate blood. Achal dam. Achal dam shchita bebehema b'chayibov. So let's say I eat the blood from the slaughter of a behema, a chaya, or an oaf, right? So remember, behema, domesticated animals. Ultimately, again, chaya, non-domesticated animals, oaf, birds, bein b'tmein, bein b'tahorin. I will say ultimately again, whether it was a behema tahora, behema tmeh, it doesn't make any difference. So right, dam nechira. So we'll say that we're going to define all of these terms in the Gemara, but nechira ultimately, we remember this from our chulin days, it's like a stabbing, right? A stabbing. So I stab the animal in the simanim, and there's blood from that. Dam ikur, I rip out the simanim, and there's blood from that. Dam hakaza, shanashama yotzeisba. Or the spurting blood, which is the blood that, we'll say, essentially all of these things are going to be lifeblood. Lifeblood. So we'll say, ultimately, again, so remember, we're going to see lifeblood could come out in a variety of different ways. It could either come out through actual shechita, or any time you do something with the simanim. If you stab the simanim, if you rip out the simanim, this is all called dam shanashama teluya ba, lifeblood. If you consume lifeblood, you are chayiv for the consumption of blood. On the flip side, dam atachol, if you eat the blood of the spleen, or dam halev, or blood of the heart, dam beitzim, or both say this is actually blood that you find in an egg, right? Blood that you find in an egg. So the Allah, or dam chagavim, the blood of grasshoppers, dam atamtis. So I say dam tamtis, interestingly enough, is the blood that flows out of the animal after the lifeblood, right? So we'll say, remember again, the way it works with animals, when you shech the animal, or you initially kill the animal, there's a spurting of lifeblood. After the spurting of lifeblood, there's a general trickle of blood that comes out of the animal afterwards. That's called dam hatamsis. So interestingly enough, the Mishnah says, spleen blood, heart blood, egg blood, grasshopper blood, damatzamtis, is what we'll call non-life blood, ain chayav and alav. Ultimately, again, you will not be chayav for the consumption of this blood. Rabbi Huda mechayav damatzamtis. Rabbi Huda says, no, not true. You will be chayav ultimately again for damatzamtis, for the blood which trickles out. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, says, just read one line, Tan Rabbanan, kol dam lo sochelu. Right, so again, the pasuk says, you shall not eat any blood. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, what the Mishnah seems to be teaching us is a very important concept, which is that halacha lemaisa, you're only going to be chayav for what we call dam hanefesh, right? Lifeblood, right? But anything that is not considered to be lifeblood, right? Ultimately, again, you will not be chayav for. So Tan Rabbanan, kol dam lo sochelu. The pasuk says, you shall not eat any blood. Shamea ani afilo dam halchishtayim, dam beitzim, dam chagovim, dam dogim hayu bichlal. So we'll say, I might have thought this includes what? Dam mahalchishtayim. We'll say, what's dam mahalchishtayim? Human blood. You might have thought that you're chayav for blood consumption for eating human blood, or dam beitzim, or the blood inside of eggs, or the blood of grasshoppers, or the blood of fish. I might have thought that all of this you'd be chayav as all tamud lomar, lo'of ulebehema. So halacha lemaisa, what type of blood are you chayav for? Only for the blood that comes from an oaf, a bird, from a behema. Ma oaf u behema miyuchadin. We'll say, what's unique about oaf and behema? Sheish ben tuma kala v'tuma chamura. They have tuma kala, tuma chamura. So I said, tuma kala, lower form of tuma means tumas ochlin. They could contract food tuma. Again, we'll discuss all of this. And they also could contract tuma chamura, which is tumas nevela. Ve'eshban iser veheter, and ultimately, again, sometimes they are permitted, or that I should say, they're permitted after shechita, prohibited before shechita. Ve'hein min basar, and they are flesh, they're meat. Afkal, therefore, we'll say, in order to fall under the umbrella of prohibition of dam, kol sheish tumakala, ultimately, again, they have to be able to possess tumakala, which is tumas ochlin. Od sedam mehalch ishtayim, sheish tumachamura, ve'hein bohem tumakala. Ultimately, what? I will exclude the blood of human beings. Why? Because people can contract tuma chamura, but ultimately, again, not tuma kala. A person can contract tuma chamura, which is a kark, right, which is a tumas mace, but cannot contract tuma kala, which is tumas ochel. So we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the drash tomorrow, ultimately, to explain what is subject to the prohibition of dam and what is not. Yeretz Hashem tomorrow. Shabbat.